Well, we've been working for 3 months on a priority scheme with UEFA around the tickets that we've got for Euro 2016. And obviously our priority is to our fans who followed us home and away. And we understand this morning that a number of fans who we would have expected to have been allocated tickets by UEFA based on the priority scheme we've put together, in fact, have not got tickets, particularly around the Poland game, I believe. So what I have done straight away this morning is, firstly, I've got the ticketing team here working on it just to make sure to connect with UEFA at their level to make sure that the priority scheme is very well understood and that we know exactly what UEFA have done. And secondly, I have spoken in the last 30 minutes to the head man at UEFA to explain this to him. It was news to him. They are just allocating tickets for all 51 games in the tournament at the moment. So it was news to him. He took it very seriously, and he's promised to look into this pretty serious situation immediately.
It was news to him. You say it was news to him that the priority system hasn't worked.
Well, it was news to him this morning that we have an issue here in Northern Ireland with regard to the Northern Ireland v Poland game on the 12th of June. I explained to him that as far as we could tell, a number of our supporters who we would have expected to be at the top end of the priority scheme had not received tickets, and in fact had received emails from UEFA to say that they hadn't been successful for that game.
Well, one key example of that is Gary McAllister from the Amalgamation of Northern Ireland Supporters. 27 out of 29 points, Patrick. No tickets.
William, precisely, and that's why I immediately got on to UEFA at the most senior level this morning to say that we were surprised and disappointed at the application of the priority scheme and that we needed them to look at this instantly and to come back to me. Now, that was within the last half hour or so. I haven't had a response from them yet. But
and that was news to them. They're completely surprised that this system hasn't worked appropriately.
Well, that was news to the individual I spoke to, but he's part of the absolute top management team at UEFA. He wouldn't have personally, I don't think, been dealing with the ticket allocation process himself. But obviously, in speaking to the top person at UEFA, that has alerted them to the issue that we have what we think is a very serious matter here and that we need them to focus on instantly. And so, consequently, they've gone away to do that. I'm expecting that they will be back to us in the very near future on this, and we're looking forward to seeing how they're going to help us resolve it.
Have all the tickets now been allocated?
We believe so. Again,
so it's a done deal. Whatever they say, it's done. The tickets have been put out.
What we think they've allocated is the tickets that they have allocated to Northern Ireland and no doubt to Poland for this particular game. So we've explained to them that we think there's an issue with what they've done. And we're expecting them to come up with a resolution for it. So at this point,
what's a possible resolution if the tickets have already been allocated?
Well, they've allocated the tickets that were originally allocated to us. So I have no insight at this point as to whether they have any other options that they can play with. So I've put the ball very firmly into UEFA's court in the last half an hour on this. And I'm expecting them to come back to us fairly quickly.
So can I ask you this, Patrick? When you guys shared with UEFA the priority list on the 29th of January, was that the final engagement you had with them on this priority list? Did you just assume at that point, we've all agreed how this system's going to work, they're going to apply it? Was that your last engagement?
I couldn't be absolutely sure on that, William. I think we've been speaking to UEFA on and off over the past few weeks on this. This isn't the sort of situation where, you do one transaction and that's the end of it. So I think we've been having quite a lot of conversations with UEFA.
I just wonder if anybody from the IFA has been monitoring the proper application of this priority system, or whether you simply assumed, and with understanding, you assumed that UEFA would apply it as agreed.
Well, the news is only out today, William, to be fair and equitable to UEFA on this one, in that it's only in the last 24, possibly 48 hours max, that individuals have been getting emails to say that they either had or hadn't received tickets for the game in question. And it's only this morning that we've been made aware that there are a number of supporters who we would have expected to be at the top of the priority list, who have indeed been knocked back by UEFA on this one.
Yes, and so and quite a few people telling us they had 0 points in the loyalty, but they got tickets. R in Belfast says, I've never been to a Northern Ireland game in my life. I got tickets for all matches, which I'm going to be going to. He says, I'm going to sell them, actually, on the basis of what he's hearing today. And he says he's a Republic supporter. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but he's saying that.
Well, that's another matter, and I'm certainly not going to get into his views on that today. But what we are doing at this point is focusing all of our efforts very squarely on UEFA to ask UEFA how they have applied the priority scheme that we gave them, and what they're going to do to resolve the situation that clearly has come about in the last 3 or 4 hours here in Northern Ireland.
Final question, Patrick. How many tickets have you got?
How many tickets have I got? Well, I hope I've got one ticket for each game that we're playing in, which I hope takes us all the way to the 10th of July.
Lucky man.